feel so moo. I don't feel so moo.
Bren Holmes reading a big book about ice cream. Welcome to the KCB 10 o'clock theme party. Today we are celebrating Book Lovers Day, which is officially this Thursday, August 9th. So maybe start thinking how you want to celebrate. Maybe take a trip to the library this Thursday, or maybe read one of your favorite books. We have chances today between now and noon for you to win books. And this hour, we're going to theme up the music. Songs about the library, songs about books and reading. I even have a song about one of the books I loved reading growing up called Nancy Drew. Yes, Reliant K actually has a Nancy Drew song. We'll play that a little bit later. And Slugs and Bugs will help us with our New Testament books of the Bible, the KCB Scripture Memory song on the way. And we have a very special guest in the studio, a visiting author. Let's meet her.
Hello, everybody. This is Heidi Prestige from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. So happy to be with all of you today. So great that it's Book Lovers Day this week. That's so cool. One of my favorite books is The Giving Tree. I just loved it because the tree just gave and gave and gave. And I thought, wow, to give without expecting things in return. What a good model for us, especially as believers.
Oh, yeah.
So good to be with you guys today. I want to just give a shout out to anybody who might be listening this morning. Most of my kids are probably still sleeping in. They're in the teenager stage. So I don't know how many are actually listening, but hello to my husband, Jonathan, who's at work, and my daughter, Kayla, who is actually in Georgia this summer doing an internship. My son, Samuel, and my daughters, Esther and Jude, all of whom are excellent writers and artists, I would say even beyond me for sure. Very, very talented kids. I like to say they get it from their dad, but I guess I should take a little bit of credit. So
yes,
hi, everybody. Sure. Good to be with you.
Well, Heidi, it's great to have you here. And you are an author. Tell us about your book. Could you give us just a brief description and then we can talk in more detail later?
Sure. So it's a middle grade novel meant for fourth to sixth grade students. The main character is a sixth grader. Ava is 11 years old in the book, and she's kind of gone through some challenges throughout her whole life, loneliness, a little bit of despair. So the book is really a book about hope. That's the main theme of the book. So if you're someone who likes books that have a really hopeful message, I would encourage you to read this book.
And you brought along a number of copies for us to win today.
Yes.
And remind us, who is this book for? What age group?
It's for fourth to sixth grade students, so about 9 years old to, I don't know what age that would be.
Okay.
And like I said, the main character is a sixth grader, so it is geared more towards an older child. And I would say that the readability of it also is a little bit more challenging. So if you're someone who likes to read and you like a little bit of a challenge, this would probably be a good book without all of the, what I like to call a little bit darker themes that mm-hmm. come with some of the older books for kids. That like to read a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, so true. So true. So the book is called?
The book is called Vanilla Bean. The cover of it has a watercolor that was done by my oldest daughter, which is really, really special. It has a picture of Vanilla Bean, who is actually a real cat, even though it is a realistic fiction book. So nothing in the book really happened, but Vanilla Bean was a real cat. And so she had one blue eye and one green eye. Very, very Aww. Beautiful. And I can tell you more about.
Yeah, we'll talk later about. Yeah, because cat lovers will love this.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And I was a cat lover growing up, so.
All right, well, we're going to play a book, a song about a book, about a lot of books. Library Book is the name of this song. Joni Leeds and the Nightlights. Everything is free at the library. Two of a kind. That song's coming up, too. I love the next line of that song. Everything is free at the library. If you get it back on time. And then we'll hear a song from KCB3 that takes us through the Bible books and so much more on the way. But after this library book song, we'll be back with Heidi and we're going to give you a chance to win. Yes, a chance to win coming up from KCB3.